Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joe Davis is here. Joe's a good friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust, Director of Public Affairs of the Veterans of Foreign Wars Organization, and the Director of Com Goodwill Industries before that, and many other important jobs before that, and he's here today to help us get a head start on celebrating Veterans Day. Joe Davis, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim, and thanks for having me aboard again.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your service.
And for yours. Happy Veterans Day, too.
Thank you very much. So, the origin of Veterans Day, 11-11-11, right?
Yep. And here we are on the eve of the centennial of World War One. Unbelievable.
Think about that. So it all got started with the end. The Veterans Day moment happened really at the end of World War One, didn't it?
Yeah, and that's when the guns fell silent, and then became Armistice Day, and then and World War Two, and you know, still Armistice Day reflecting the World War One, but after World War Two, and then after the Korean War, became the name changed from Armistice Day to Veterans Day. Soon after the Korean War ended.
Right. President Eisenhower did that.
Yep. And now we have it's a day to celebrate all veterans past and present.
And the reason the 11th is important is because the World War I allegedly stopped officially on the 11th hour, 11 a.m. in the morning.
Yep.
On November the 11th, the 11th day of the 11th month. 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. It was kind of, I think it just kind of worked out that way. I don't think they planned it. And when somebody noticed that, they said, "Okay, well, the 11 must be the number for Veterans Day, then, right?"
it's just the way it worked out. And you know, coincidentally, just a couple of weeks ago, I was over at the Flanders Field in Belgium, which is the only American World War One American cemetery in Belgium.
How powerful was that?
And,
for you, Joe?
It was very powerful. I mean, it's a small 6 acres surrounded in a small town.
Was that as hallowed ground to you when you visited as it is when you go? I mean, I've talked about this before. When I went to the Vietnam Memorial, I wasn't prepared.
I have been to the American Battle Monuments cemeteries for the Anzio battle. I've been to Normandy. I've been to Bellawood, and now Flanders Field, and it is immaculate.
Incredibly folks, when immaculate. You go, if you ever get a chance to go to those places, please go, especially even in Washington D.C. to go to those places, those memorials. But just be prepared. It will impact you. It's hallowed ground.
Oh yeah, and you know, the superintendent walked us around, gave us a tour. It's a small, like 6 acres.
Yep.
But he gave us a walk around and told us about this one young soldier, and basically he died 15 minutes before the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month.
So we got about 20 million veterans in America, I think now, something like that. Mm-hmm. About 10% of those are female. We got millions of veterans over 65, maybe as many as 10 million over 65. We got 6-7 million Vietnam veterans, and so a lot of folks out there. And Joe, I make the case in an article that I've written and published in the past. I make the case that if you signed your name on a document that said you were willing to become a member of any extension of the armed services, the United States of America, any of the active duty forces or reserve or guard. You were saying to your government, "I am available to you however you need me. Come and get me. I will serve." In my opinion, if you did that and you spent the time, you are a veteran. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with you. And there's some folks who basically say, "Well, that's not exactly what the law says."
It's not the legal part, because the legal part is written for benefits.
Right. And, you know, to us, if you raise your hand and swore an oath to not only the Constitution of the United States and the officers appointed above you, but to your battle buddies who are out there with you, then you're a veteran.
Yeah.
In my eyes, you are 100% veteran.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, you can't go read the legal definition, because if they called a reservist or a National Guard member a veteran and they made that legal, then they could go get benefits, and the government doesn't want to do that. They don't want to spend that money. But anyway, Veterans Day is a big deal. I'm so thankful, Joe. I don't know if you're old enough to remember the post-Vietnam era, but
I am,
and you remember how badly veterans were treated in those days. Today it's not like that, and having a son who's a veteran from the Iraq War era, I'm very glad that my son didn't come back to that kind of a attitude. He came back at a time when people would thank him for his service when they saw him in the uniform.
I have to thank the Vietnam generation for that. I mean, you know, even the folks who protested the war back then, they basically said, that's just not right. So never again will they ever treat another generation of service people that way when they come home from their war.
It was pretty bad. I was a recruiting officer in the 70s.
Well,
I'm talking about the early mid-70s.
Yeah. Well, I came in in 76, and I remember it was the doldrums. I mean, at the military, we had horrible equipment. Morale was down. We had a president that, we won't go into politics,
right.
But the morale was down. And
what
the military
was
in the doldrums.
It was the beginning of Volar. We didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah. It was not a very good time. And then we changed presidents in 1981, and the military got its mojo back.
Yeah. So now what we've got, and again, not to get political, however, our new president has vowed on I don't know how many occasions, hundreds, I guess, to straighten out the VA. I'm going to be watching, aren't you, Joe?
You know, absolutely. The VA is a very complicated. It's a very complicated organization. You know, when I first came aboard, the VA had 250,000 employees. Now it's 350,000 employees. And you know, if you want to say that a bureaucracy begets a bureaucracy, that's the VA. But there are people who go to work at the VA who do magic every single day.
There's a lot of
they
wonderful
do miracle every
question.
Single day.
I've met those people,
it's
but there
the
are problems. And
there
I believe if there's a person who can fix it, I believe it'll be Trump, because he doesn't take no for an answer.
Well, let me tell you, Secretary McDonald has done a wonderful job
that's
over there.
Good.
But
I'm glad
but it's
that.
A culture change. It is a
long way
100%
to go,
culture change. You know,
long way to go. Hold on that thought. You give us a website quickly, please. Give us your website quickly.
My website? Oh, yeah, VFW.org.
VFW.org. We come back, we're going to talk about what's the VFW and other veterans organizations have going on today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.